when the war was over, my mother came for me to pick me up. I didn't want to go. I wanted to become a nun. Can you imagine telling my mother I want to be a nun? I'm thinking about it now, you know. She says, look, the war is over. Let's go home first and see what's happening. But I want to become a nun. She says, but you're too young. You have to be a certain age. You can't be a nun when you're 11 years old or 12 years old. So try it. Come home, and then if you want to be a nun, then we'll see. So we said goodbye to the nuns, and I said, I'll see you again. I'll be back. I took the Virgin Mary with me into a Jewish home, put it on the mantelpiece like that, just like that, and my mother tolerated it for not very long. So when we came home and my brother was home, the first Sunday that was, I said to myself, I have to go to Mass. It's a mortal sin if I don't go to Mass. So I coerced my brother to come with me. I said, you know, Mark, and it wasn't Mark, then it was Kurt. I said, let's go for a walk. It's Sunday. It's very nice. Let's go for a walk. And he says to me, okay, Ruth, we'll go for a walk. So I took him, took the Bible. I still had the Bible. And well, there's a Jewish Bible too. I took it and was going to church. So he looks at me, he says, are you crazy? He said, it's a mortal sin if you don't go to Mass. Now, I mean, he's 4 years younger than me. He says, you're not Christian. He says to me, why are you going to Mass? I said, I have to. As I said, I had the Bible with me to go to church. He says, you're crazy. I dragged him. He went once. That was it. Next time, I was going to school or whatever, and I come home, I don't see the Virgin Mary on the mantelpiece anymore. I said, Mama, what happened? She says to me, well, I'm sorry, I dusted the thing and it fell. It's in smithereens. It's totally broken. I said, that's a sin. What did you do? She says, well, you want me to glue it again? I said, no, don't glue it again. Maybe we'll buy another one. She says, yeah, sure.